Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. Good morning. I'm Sharon Brody. Leaders of the Democratic Party in Massachusetts already are working to get members focused on the U.S. Senate race next year. Unseating Republican Scott Brown was the focus of the party convention in Lowell yesterday. WBUR's Kathleen McNerney was there.
To defeat Senator Brown, leaders say who the party is just as important as who the candidates are.
What do we believe? What are our core convictions? And are we willing to work for them?
Governor Deval Patrick says Democrats turned into Chicken Little after the 2010 special election when Brown defeated Attorney General Martha Coakley. And now it's time to take it back.
If we want to earn the privilege to lead, it's time for Democrats to grow a backbone and stand up for what we believe.
All six candidates focused on Brown's voting record, saying it doesn't jive with the values of Massachusetts residents.
It's a very short campaign last time. He had some good props, the barn jacket and the pickup truck, but ultimately when you look at how approachable and available and accessible he is, I think you'll find perhaps a different story.
State Representative Thomas Conroy says Brown is eminently beatable once voters look at his record, which he says follows Republican leadership nearly 90% of the time.
That's not the kind of moderate that the people of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts want from their United States Senator.
Newton Mayor Seti Warren is bringing a similar message out on the campaign trail.
We talk about the fact this country's at a crossroads, that Scott Brown's made the wrong decisions for the state. He doesn't represent the values of the state.
The other candidates, City Year co-founder Alan Casey, activist Bob Massey, immigration attorney Marissa DeFranco, and engineer Herb Robinson all seem to agree. They and delegates such as Alice Arena of Weymouth say they're convinced that if they refocus their message on core issues, the economy, health care, social services, the entire Massachusetts delegation will return to solid blue next November.
The Scott Brown effect, sorry, it didn't last because there really was no effect. I think it was a fluke, and there's a lot of people that really were supporting Scott Brown that they're staying home this time. They don't like him.
What about concerns from some national Democratic Party leaders that they'd like to see someone who has the national presence that Scott Brown has been able to get over the last year and a half?
I don't agree that we need to have someone who has some kind of a national presence. We need someone in Massachusetts who has a Massachusetts presence who is going to fight for the people of Massachusetts. You know, we need someone that we can say in 30 years that person is going to be Ted Kennedy.
Do you think you have that?
I think we do. I really do. But a lot of that is going to depend on the Democratic activists, the Democratic voters, to get out there and say Scott Brown is wrong for Massachusetts.
Using similar tactics that propelled Governor Patrick and President Obama forward is key for Ralph Edwards of Swampscott.
We are very much a grassroots party where it's people on the ground who get out the vote. Money makes a difference, but it's not as big a difference as it is for the Republicans. So we need someone who can inspire us and show us that they can win.
A lot can happen in the next 17 months. Candidates will have time to ring doorbells and shake hands, but Scott Brown will also cast key votes and make appearances that garner a lot of attention. And while many groups criticize the freshman senator on a number of issues, polls show Brown remains extremely popular with Massachusetts voters. For WBUR, I'm Kathleen McNerney.